Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities who are willing to share their success secrets with you so that you can be your most successful, too. And I'm your host, Deb Scott. I'm a certified professional coach and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, which we all want to do. And you know, I tell people to mark us as a favor and follow us, because even though we have shows on a regular basis on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if I can get you a guest that's going to share their expertise so that you can have tools to use to be happy, purposeful, peaceful, get your business off the ground, whatever it is that you're trying to do to be successful, you know, we're committed here in this radio show to bringing you everything that's going to make a difference in your life. And if I can get a guest in their busy schedule, I will schedule a special show like today. So that's why you want to make sure you get the updates. Today is really a gift, because this lady does not do a lot of interviews, and she gets paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for her coaching and her expertise. So it is a great pleasure to read to you a little bit about our guest, Raven Blair Davis. Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven, is formerly a CNN talk show host and currently a popular CBS radio talk show host, reaching thousands across the country each week. Raven's career in radio began with her interviewing a local author, and today includes incredible thought leaders like Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Alex Mandosian, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, Dr. Joe Vitale, John Astraff. You know, that's just naming a few. Her red carpet interviews include famous guests such as Sherry Shepherd, who you've seen on The View, Montel Williams, Lindsay Wagner, Victoria Ralph, Fran Drescher, and the list goes on and on. Jack Canfield has been quoted to say, out of more than 800 radio interview shows, which he's done over the past 20 years, and I'm going to quote him now, "My time with Raven Blair Davis on her show, Careers from the Kitchen Table, was one of the most enjoyable ever. She's a rare combination of dynamic, spontaneous, and fun, as well as thoroughly prepared, deeply insightful, and a great listener who responds with great follow-up questions as well as her own experience in a way that moves the conversation forward without stealing the focus." Wow, wouldn't we all like to have an endorsement like that? This afternoon, or I guess we should say this morning, I guess wherever you are, it's morning, afternoon, or evening, depending upon where you're listening in the world, Raven's going to share with us a little bit about her amazing story, her success tips, and a lot of her insider secrets, which many could only hope to hear. And we are so grateful and excited to have you on the show today. Raven, how are you?
Hey, lady, Deb, how are you? Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all your listeners. It's great. 2011, we made it! Yay!
I know. I love that whole New Year, New You theme, and it's perfect to have you on the show today. And I just want to thank you again, because I know you don't do a lot of radio interviews. And I tell you, I am really excited, and we're going to have this downloaded on iTunes, and people can recycle and share with friends, and definitely contact Raven, because she is a coach, and you can hire her for hundreds of dollars, but you can ask her a question here today for free, which is a real gift. But, you know, I know you're in Houston, and you're cold weather. We're having a snowstorm up here in the Boston area today, Raven.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, so, it's actually cold in Houston, unusually cold in Houston.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping we don't lose power. So I'm just going to preface that one. If that should happen, it's definitely beyond my control, since we are in the New England, you know, snowstorm here.
Let's get cooking.
Let's get cooking. So, you know, maybe the first thing to do is to just, can you just, you know, you're a talk show host, you've been CNN, we only could aspire for that, CBS, you've won awards on your talk show. You know, what inspired you, and tell us a little bit about your story that got you here today?
Okay, well, I always love sharing my story. First of all, let me thank you so much for inviting me. You know, what a treat. You're right, I'm so busy normally interviewing that I hardly ever do a show, but when you asked me to be your guest, of course I couldn't turn you down, Deb. Of course.
Oh, feeling the love, the best people we know club, that's us.
Absolutely. But again, a little bit about my story. I don't know how many of your listeners may be familiar with me, but I'm just going to act like many of them are not. And so my story actually, or I should say my journey as a talk show host, actually began in the ICU unit of Methodist Hospital right here in Houston, Texas. My mother had been rushed to the hospital, and she had to have several aneurysms removed. The doctors were optimistic. They felt like that she would probably be in ICU unit for 10 days and then could go to a room and be out within a couple weeks. Well, that did not go as they thought. She ended up being in the ICU unit. Just that alone for 3 weeks and in the hospital for 6 months.
It
was one of the darkest times in my life. I always tell people during one of the darkest hours of my life, a light shined, and it did because I was watching her in the ICU unit, well, I guess you could say, you know, the ward because there's several people in there, right? So I'm looking at her, and, of course, she's looking different. Anybody that is listening to this that has had a loved one in the ICU unit, you know that it's very scary because they don't look like themselves. They're lifeless, helpless, and you're looking at the other people that are around them in the ward. And, you know, I'm wondering, of course, is mom going to make it, number one? And if she was to make it, but something was a little bit different about her, it, you know, could she say that she lived her life to the fullest, did the things she wanted to do, and all those thoughts started coming to my head. And then lots of time to just kind of sit still and stay quiet. So I found myself not too long after that, Deb, kind of, you know, looking at myself, well, wow, if I was in mom's situation and I was helpless and didn't know what, you know, the future was going to bring to me and could do nothing but really think about what I've done with my life, could I say that I had lived it to the fullest? Could I say that I had lived my dreams? Was I doing the things that I wanted to do, or did I waste my life? And sadly but surely, I, you know, came up with the conclusion that I was just kind of living day to day, which I was at that time. I was working a part-time telemarketing job from home, very thankful for it, but it was part-time. And was living for the weekend. When the weekend came, I literally, this was the highlight of my weekend, was to lay in bed at, all day pretty much and watch Lifetime. Now, if any of you ever watch Lifetime, it's a great, great channel in a lot of aspects, but really think about what Lifetime brings. Somebody's missing. A husband killed his wife. A wife killed her husband. It's always something very, very, you know, doom and gloom, so to speak. And this is where, so this should tell you where my state of mind was back then, because I couldn't wait till Saturday and Sunday to watch Lifetime. That was it. So I realized that I had to change something. There's an old saying that goes, for things to change, you must change. So since God kind of forced me, not kind of, but forced me to sit still and take a really good look at myself, it gave me a chance to think about what I really wanted to do. At that time, I was 55 years old. And I knew that, you know, it would be pretty soon I'd be 60, 61, 62, and, I was going to have to do something really drastic to change my financial situation because I was only making $200 a week on that part-time job, 4 weeks in a month, you know, do your math. That's
wow, yeah.
At the age of 55. So I knew I had to change things for several reasons, for health reasons, for the fact that, you know, life is precious now. I realize this, what legacy I'm going to leave, and what am I going to do when I get in my mid-60s? You know, it's just something happened to me because I found out with mother that, you know, if you don't have Medicare and Medicaid and a couple other things, you're out of luck. You know, there's a lot of stuff you're going to be having to pull out of pocket. So it just gave me a reality check. At that time, I had just signed up for Alex Mendojian's Teleseminar Secrets course because my idea back then was to teach people how to sell over the phone, people that were my age that had lost their jobs, teach them how they could create a business selling over the phone or get a job selling over the phone because I come from 25 years of telemarketing. Well, I was on one of Alex's calls from the hospital because I ended up being at the hospital with mom for 6 months, 3 days. You know, all 3 weeks in the ICU unit, I pretty much lived there, showered and everything. But then when they moved her to her room, me and my sister Tracy, we traded off. I'd be there 3.5 days, she'd be there 3.5 days. Then I would actually take my telephone and work from her hospital. I take my telephone and headset to work my little $200 a week job that I was very thankful for at the time and still thankful for, that I was blessed to have people that would work with me that are now the biggest sponsors of my show, which is PM Marketing Network Leads. But anyway, I listened to Alex one day on the call, and one of his guests he interviewed said, you know, instead of having a teleseminar, he decided to interview the best of the best, and he called it a radio show. He talked about podcasting and, you know, how you can do an internet radio show and podcast and, you know, and put these podcasts in iTunes, you know, these MP3 files in iTunes. And I was like, wow, I always wanted to be a DJ when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. I used to sneak to the radio station, and the DJs would call my mom them and say, because they were very popular in Cleveland where I'm from because they had a chain of restaurants, and they would call and say, your daughter, she's up here again. My mom then would come up there with the belt and whip me home.
Oh, dear.
And all that. So that brought up this little hidden thing that I always wanted to do, but I put it off as I got into my adult years because the FCC test was very scary, and I, you know, I just couldn't get my mindset around all this technical stuff and all this terminology. Well, this guy on Alex's call said, you didn't need an FCC license to do this podcasting thing or this internet thing. And so right then and there, I began to draft out a radio show. Alex, I learned from Alex that, you know, you need to niche it. You need to, you know, find people that were like you. So I said, okay, I'm going to do something to empower women over 40. At that time, I was 55. I call it boomer women. I'm going to empower boomer women to go for their dreams and visions, which was what I was not doing. Okay, so Raven, you're probably asking, how could you do that if you were in that situation, looking at lifetime, you know, just living day to day? Well, one of the things I heard Alex say was, you know, the best way to become an expert is to interview other experts. So I made a list, Jack Canfield, Alex Mendoza, and all the people I wanted to interview. And I made a list. At that time, I was thinking about women more so I made a list. I think Cynthia Kersey was the first person because I read her book, Unstoppable. If you haven't read that, you got to get that book. Very, very good book. And I made a list of just different women. Jane Kennedy, I always thought when I was younger, you couldn't tell me I didn't look like Jane Kennedy. I loved her, so I made I said, I want to interview Jane. And I just started thinking about all these women that I wanted to interview, but I didn't know them. So where was I going to start? So I asked my sister, who do you know that's a speaker or author, written a book or something? And my sister happened to know this lady by the name of Brenda Graff that wrote a book called With Six You Get Laundry about her husband, and their kids. And so I asked her for an interview, and then once I interviewed her, I asked her for another referral. And so that's how Women Power was born.
Wow, I tell you what, that
long
is...
Long story, huh? I'm sorry, y'all.
No, but, you know, it's a great, great story, and there's so many elements to it that I think anybody listening who has a desire to achieve a dream, I mean, maybe somebody is listening for a specific reason to become a radio host, but I think that your message transcends, you know, anybody's desire to be their best, especially with the new year and everything, to achieve that dream, to reinvent themselves, and to know that there is no obstacle to stop anybody if you really have a sincere passion. And the things that really struck me, and I can echo this and I can relate because, you know, when my mother passed away and I was the sole caregiver for her and she was my best friend, you know, I mean, I stopped working. I was taking care of her 24/7 and the cancer finally won in 2005. But, you know, that really changed my life. And my dad passed away the year after that, and that changed my life too. And I think there's something to be said for, you know, anybody can die, but not everybody can live. And those reality checks are important if we embrace them and follow them to be something better. You know, people don't change because they see the light. They change because they feel the heat. But I think what's great about your story is anybody listening who sees you as a mentor, you know, don't wait for that. Start now. You know, learn now to follow your passion and find out what it is. And, you know, you mentioned something about having a great mentor with Alex, and that's another component that I think is so such a great lesson to learn from you. And your inspiration from childhood, being a DJ to being, you know, in your 50s or, you know, doing this radio show, you took time to think about what is the lasting inspiration that's threaded my life. And you did that, and now you're, you know, an award-winning talk radio host with Jack Canfield and everybody else, and you started just where you were. You started where you were with that one local author, and then you asked that one local author, do you know somebody else? And now, you know, look at where you are today. It's an amazing, amazing story. I mean, how can you ever, you just can't get tired of it, Raven. It's just, it's amazing. It's wonderful. And anybody listening is going to be inspired by that to be their best. You know, there's so many questions that I want to ask you, but, you know, maybe the first thing to say is, you know, you wanted to talk to experts. The more you, if you want to be an expert, interview the experts, and you've interviewed some of the best of the best. You know, what was your first celebrity interview like, and how do you view the components to being a great interviewer? I mean, what do you think you have that's making you win so many awards as a radio host?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, let me start with the first celebrity guest was Jane Kennedy. She was my very first one. Remember I told you I made the list, and she was the one that's on the list. And one of the things that I am, and I guess I can contribute to my 25, well, I guess it's way over 25. Seems like I've been telling people I've been in telemarketing for 25 years way over 25 years. I don't know how many years that is now. But anyway, one of the things that you learn from that, from being a telemarketer, is, you know, you're very persistent. You know, you don't take no for an answer, and you keep going. You're like that little bunny that used to run across the screen. You know, you're very energized, and you'll keep going after it, going after it, going after it. So, you know, once I decided that Jane Kennedy was going to be the one, you know, I just sought out over the internet, you know, information on her, and was, you know, ran across somebody that claimed to be her cousin. So, you know, I seen pictures of him and her, and I said, okay, well, I don't know if he's a cousin, but obviously, you know, he knows her, because these weren't just pictures like at a event. These were pictures in a home and stuff. So I wrote him. I said, hey, you know, if you're really her cousin, can you do me a favor and tell her I have this show? I actually kind of wrote just about four lines, I think it was, about my story. And, you know, I got this show to empower women over 40 to go for their dreams and visions. And she's one of the people that I've always admired. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. She's from Cleveland, Ohio, and da-da-da-da. Would you please let her know that I would love for her to be my featured celebrity guest on my show, Women Power? I know the listeners would absolutely love to hear from her. And so about maybe 3-4 weeks later, I got an email from him saying he passed the information on to her. And as soon as I closed out his email, hers pops in, and she says, hey, homie, I got your email. Here's my phone number, email address, her address. She just gave me everything and said, yeah, let's connect. I'd love to be on your show. But so she was the very first person. Now, one of the things I did find out from her is on my website, I had someone actually had to talk me into interviewing me about my story. Well, before she, replied to my email, I did find out that she listened to my story, and like you were saying, she was very empowered by the story, and that's really what won her over, you know. So I would say the answer to what I feel makes me different or to where I can get these celebrities and thought leaders like Jack and Les and Alex and, you know, people like Russell Simmons, and I can go on and on, is, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm very persistent. I'm a person that really speaks what I want in existence, and I, you know, I look at it. Yeah, I've had people tell me no 3-4 times, and I keep coming at them. You know, I just say, okay, that right now is not the time. Give them some space, because I don't want to be a stalker, and I'll, you know, drip on them a little bit. And so another thing I would say is when they're on my show, it's not about me, it's about them. So I've become one of the things I picked up in telemarketing is I'm a very, very good listener. And I'll ask the question like you do, Deb, and I'll let them answer. And so being a good listener does play the part, because many people will try to have somebody on their show, and then they're like, oh, okay, I got this person on the show, so they're going to act a certain way, and they want to get as much information out as the guest, but it's really the guest's time. So it's their time to shine, so let them shine, you know. You sometimes you might not get three or four questions in there, but it doesn't matter. You had that person on your show. Let them speak. And so those are just a couple things that come off the top of my head that I would say, you know, it's probably a kudos or a little gold star by my name.
A little gold star. I'd say a big gold star. So, you know, you know, I just want to tell listeners that you can definitely connect with Raven for coaching. Visit her website. I'm taking her course right now across from the kitchen table, and it's just phenomenal. And it's so amazing. And I think that not only in work and business, but just in life, I think that there's some skill sets that you share that just make us, makes us better in everything that we do with everybody that we interact with. So, you know, you have nothing to do but gain. You know, towards that end, a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs now. You know, people have been laid off in work, and, you know, we hope the economy is going to get better. But what I'm finding is a lot of people, especially with the baby boomers, you know, and I'm one of them here at 48, you know, people are saying, hey, if I'm not going to be working for somebody else, I'm going to take my passion, make it my purpose, you know, make it a profitable business and do what my heart's been desiring, like you did, since, you know, for I don't know how many years since you were a child, you wanted to be that DJ. And that skill set that you had in telemarketing, you used to springboard you into your successful business now. So somebody that's looking to be an entrepreneur, start their own business, how can radio and podcasting be a valuable extension to somebody's business today? And how would you tell somebody to use it as a tool towards that end?
Well, I would definitely say if you don't have a radio show as an extension to your business, you're losing it big time. I mean, why not? Really think about it. Why not? I mean, you don't necessarily have to be mentored by anyone. I recommend that, you know, to have a successful, winning, and profitable show. But if you just don't have the funds, just start one and do like I did, figure it out along the way. For those people that want to get there faster rather than slower, then, like Dev said, you know, I do have my Kitchen Table Radio course. You can go to kitchentableradio.com, kitchentableradio.com, and that will tell you all about the course and what's all involved. Now, having a radio show gives you the platform to be the speaker you are, the coach you are, the author you are, you know. This allows you to really come on and present yourself worldwide. I mean, you know, Deb, I'm sure you have the same thing. We have listeners as far as parts of South Africa, Asia, everywhere that are tuning into iTunes, you know, via the podcast. And my Women Power, WOMEN Power, POWER, radio.com, that's an internet radio show and podcast. And it's basically internet because it's on my website, womenpower-radio.com. And we just put pictures and players of the people we interview. We air it there, but we don't make it downloadable there. We put it in iTunes under our WPRTalk.podomatic, PODOMATIC page, and that's the podcast, and that's on the Podomatic site, but also it's placed in iTunes and several other places like iTunes. Careers from the Kitchen Table, and that's careers with an S at the end, fromthekitchentable.com. That show is aired on CNN, was aired on CNN. Now CBS bought CNN out here in Houston on CBS. It started off as an internet show. It started off on AM at Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut on WARL AM. That's where I won my award for the talk show host over Sally Jesse Raphael. Hey!
Wow, that's unbelievable, Raven.
Then it went to Vegas for a while, and then I just happened to be at an event here in Houston, and I had my book, Broadcast Your Passion and Profit. Somebody purchased it a couple days later, found out that person that purchased it invited me to lunch, and they just happened to be a producer at CNN, and they made me a steal of a deal, an offer that I couldn't refuse. Yes, I had to invest. I do invest in my own show, but I'm very talented on the phone, and so I go out and get guest sponsors to come on. I offer them unbelievable packages. If you want to go to careersfromthekitchentable.com and click on advertise, you'll see what I'm saying, you know. So, you know, this, having a show starts with the show, starts with an idea, starts with you presenting yourself to your niche. But you can, you know, you can so surpass that by taking your interviews like I've done, Deb, as you know, with Careers from the Kitchen Table, a home business directory. I've taken a collection of the interviews and put them into my book, meaning that's, you know, I'm repurposing, is the word, the content from my show. I took 10 of the most voted for listening to audios that the listeners said that they enjoyed the most, and we put them on the cover, put their faces on the cover. We transcribed a portion of their interview, and we added the link for people to hear the audio portion. And it's now a book, an e-book, and a book. We kind of added to that by letting 60 everyday people, including my story, in the book share their story as to how they got started, who their ideal client is, what their product or service is, and close it off with 7 recipes for success. And so I said all that to say you could do the same. When you have your show, you think about the content that you're going to do. Make your content good. Interviewing, if you're not interviewing, learn to be a good interviewer. And go out there and interview, like Alex said, the experts that's going to make you look good. They're going to make you look good. But here's the deal. You want to make them look fantastic because you're going to ask them for a testimonial at the end, and you're going to ask them for a referral. Now, they do not give it lightly. Trust me. Jack does not just go out handing out testimonials. You know, you got to earn it. You got to earn it. And you can tell in your interview if you've earned it from the things that they say. They should be able to feel your passion. Not hear your passion. You want them to feel your passion. You want them to say, oh my goodness, this lady is making me look good. So go out your way to make them look good. When you get that content is yours. But it's also there. So you send them a link to that audio. They have the rights to it. You have the rights to it. You repurpose that. You can break it up into articles. You can, create an e-book, book from it, whatever, you know. So you take a collection of these things. Or if you choose not to interview, you get out there. If you want to be a speaker and you want to get more speaking engagements, then you just drip on your audience and give them a little piece of you, and then you advertise yourself along the way as a speaker. And you don't have to do the advertisement yourself. Go out here and have a voiceover, record a 30-second to 1-minute commercial about you and let it air in your show 2 or 3 times. So your show allows you to promote your products, your services, you know. It's going to give you a platform to be the person you are so that people can hire you. They'll buy more of your books. They'll book you more for speaking engagements. I just recently have gotten, I would say back in mid-December, 2 people back-to-back reached out and said, okay, they wanted me to be keynote speakers for their event. Now, here's the weird thing. I told you earlier I'm one that likes to speak things in existence. Well, I was just talking to a good friend of mine by the name of Colleague Glover, who is a Grammy music engineer. We were talking, and I was like, what's new for you in 2011? I said, well, you know, I got a chance to speak at a Rotary Club this year, and I think 2011, I'm going to really focus on being a speaker. And I kid you not, it's like, I believe it was the next day, 1 email came through. And then the next day, another 1 email came through, both offering me keynote speaking positions as a speaker, you know. So when you really believe that you can do something and you really speak it in existence, you speak it everywhere you go all through the day, you believe it, you speak it, and you prepare for it like you're going to do it, it happens. And that's basically all I did in the hospital. Once that God had put on my heart, and I believe that was something God put on my heart so that I could wake up and stop wasting the space that he had given me. And so you know, when that was put on my heart, I began to tell the nurses that was taking care of my mom. I said, "Oh, I'm getting ready to start my radio show. I'm getting ready to start my radio show." And they said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to start my radio show, and it's going to be called Women Power." And I asked them, "Can I use their computers?" Because they knew I was staying there most of the time. And I would Google when I wasn't helping them take care of mom, because I was very hands-on. I wanted to make sure everything was done right for mom. So I was very hands-on. But when mom rested, if I wasn't making calls for my job, I was on the computer doing my research. I was on every call I could get on for Alex. And I want to stop and pause for a moment, because remember I told you I was making $200 a week, and a lot of you might be saying, "Well, you know, I know Alex. I've taken his class. You know, his class is $2,000 up. You're right. But when I decided that I was going to do teach people that was my age at that time, over 55, how they can, you know, don't have to worry about being fired. They can take whatever they did and sell their way to success by either doing cold calls from home for a job or either creating a business doing teleseminars like Alex does." Well, when I decided that I was going to do that, I didn't have any money. I Googled, and I was like trying to find out how to get all this information on teleseminars. So I Googled free teleseminar, how to do teleseminars, and that's how I found out about Alex among Jeanette Cates and other people. I bought Jeanette Cates' course first because I think it was like $49, so I bought hers and I studied it. And I kept hearing Alex. I got on Alex's list, and I kept hearing people talk about Alex. I said, "This guy is too awesome. I've got to find some money to do this." So I asked my husband at that time and my daughter if they would help me out with the first payment, because Alex had a four-payment plan of $450. And then I was just going to take whatever that little money that I was making at $200 a week, I was going to put it toward that. I figured out, okay, I'm taking $125 a week. I'm going to take this course, you know. And so I said all that to say, you know, if you really want something to happen, don't wait for everything to line up for you. Don't figure out the how. Figure out what. Figure out the what is it that you need to do, and where do you begin? Scratch the how. Throw it out the door.
It's just unbelievable, and I have to take notes. I'm going to listen to this. I encourage everybody to, you know, listen to this again and again, because I think each time you listen to Raven, you're going to pick up something else, and that's a great thing about podcasts and BTR and iTunes. You know, you can listen to it again and you download it to your phone and recycle all that wisdom. But, you know, I just really am impressed by your ability to be very specific in your goals. You're very, very specific in defining your goals, but not only the goal, but the actual result and the benefit to yourself and other people if you achieve your goal. And the one thing that's very contagious about you is your passion. And even in the course that I'm taking from you, I noticed that you're not telling people to try to be something that somebody wants them to be. You're telling them to find their niche and do what they love, and then everything else will fall into place. Yes, you can educate, you can learn, you can get a mentor, you need to know the ins and outs, but it really begins with a real sincere, deep passion. And, you know, I think that so often we try to tell ourselves or listen to the little voice, "Oh, well, I can't do it because of this," or "that wouldn't make any sense." And you stepped out in faith, and you didn't wait for the money to be perfect. You didn't wait for all the stars to align up perfectly. You just began where you were. But, you know, you really have a message that is so, so clear. Find your niche. You decided that what you loved was empowering women over 40, and that was your focus. And you didn't try to, you know, change everybody and get everybody on your show. You went where you were wanted. And do you think that that's a big part of your success?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that, like I said, Alex said, you know, you do need to, you know, reach the people that will say, "Oh, she's calling my name." You know, reach the people that say, "Ah, I'm going to listen to this show, or I'm going to get on this teleseminar, or I'm going to buy this book or go hear her speak because she is talking to me. She understands me." You know, so you have to, you know, but you want to go with one that you're very passionate about, because, again, people have to feel your passion. You shouldn't have to tell them how passionate you are. They should be able to feel that. But, you know, Mark Victor Hansen always is known for saying, pick a niche and you'll grow rich. So you do want to pick that niche. You want to pick that niche that you just fit perfectly in, and you don't have to know everything about it, because, again, you're going to go out. If you're doing a show, one of the things I recommend, and even a teleseminar, is you go out and you interview the other experts, because the more you interview, you know, they're creating content for you. Those are books. Those are transcribed. You can transcribe those. You know, you can sell the transcripts individually. You can compile the transcripts into books, like I did with the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Directory. And or you can, you know, compile them into audio series or MP3 series. It's a lot that you can do with that information. Now, you can still be the star of your show, because, you know, you're going to come in with your first 5 minutes or your first, you know, your intro like Deb did. You know, you're going to come back in afterwards and in between, you know. So, and, or you can even have segments where you deliver your own content. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever done a show where it was just me. I think I had a couple friends that have interviewed me on my show to the audience, but just me just talking, I just haven't done that. I love doing interviews. I love bringing to my audience people that they normally don't hear from. When I was blessed enough to have Russell Simmons on the show, which took 3 years to get that 10-minute interview.
3 years.
3 years.
You are persistent,
oh,
girlfriend.
Yeah, I met him
you
at
are
the Black,
some serious persistent.
Yeah, I met him at the Black Millionaire Convention 3 years ago. I was invited to that convention, so I went there, and I only went there because he was going to be there. And so I said, I'm going to this. And I knew ahead, and this is what I hope your listeners catch. You know, you plan things. When you know you're going after something, you plan it ahead. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to go, and I intend on, you know, he saying, yeah, I'm gonna be your guest on the show. So what I did is I said, I'm going to make a copy of an interview that I did. I don't know if it was Montel Williams or Denise Williams. It was one of the celebrities, actress Denise Williams, who played on, what did Denise play on? Room 222 back in the day and In the Heat of the Night. And I also had Montel Williams or Fran Drescher. It was one of those I made a copy of, and I took it with me because I knew, okay, if you're going to ask for a celebrity interview, then you need to give them a copy of you interviewing another celebrity. And I had my business card, and I had the CD in a nice case and stuff. And then once I got there and I was listening to him speak, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is great. Now I'm starting to figure out, how am I going to get to this guy? And so I said, well, first thing I'm going to do is I am going to move to the back of the room, close to the door. I watched how he came in, and so I figured that's the same way he's going out. And I'm saying, okay, now I know this guy's going to sign some autographs, so let me go ahead and get his book now. I stepped out the room for a moment, bought the book, had planned on being like one of the first 10 people in line, which I was. And when I gave him the book, Deb, I said, hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. So, and he said, how do you want me to sign this? I said, oh, just, you know, sign it, whatever I told him at that time. I said, but came here specifically to meet you. Yes, I really, this has been a great convention, but I got to tell you, I came here for you. I came here to meet you, to ask you to be my guest on my show. And it wasn't on CNN and CBS. I think I was on WARL. AM at that time when I talked to him. And I said, here's a copy of an interview I did with whoever the guest was. When you get a chance, please take a listen to it. My card is here. Is there any way I can get you a card and we can connect? Would you be my guest directly? Will you be my guest on my show? He said, absolutely. I like your style. There's my assistant over there. Go give her this. And he called her name. And so that's how I got in contact with him.
Wow. You know, that is one of the things that I am learning from you. You know, if you don't ask, you're not going to receive.
Mm-mm.
And you are, you know, you do with a sense of passion, but humility, and you're very respectful. But boy, I mean, look at you go. I mean, who would think that they would attend a specific seminar with the intent, and that's a good lesson for us to always plan ahead, with the time that you took to have that CD so that this, you know, potential guest celebrity could listen to another celebrity to build your credibility for what you've done to make him look good, and to share that with him and come out and very respectfully say, I would love for you to be a guest on my show. Immediately he sent you to his assistant. That's amazing. I mean, Raven, it's just unbelievable how you take things and you simplify them down to a level where, you know, I know, I'm thinking this, maybe some of the listeners are, wow, why didn't I think of that? That just seems so simple, but, you know,
it's the little things. You know, that's the big things. I always say it's the little things, that's the big things that people miss. So thank you for noticing that, because that is so true. A lot of times we focus on the big stuff, which makes things hard, and it's really the little teeny tiny simple things, you know. Of course, getting that interview, I thought, okay, I actually thought he was going to be on the next week or two. I'm all excited, you know. I had no idea it was going to be 3 years of me going after him. So I would call. The first thing you want to do is you want to call while you're fresh in your mind. And I did have somebody take a picture of me with him. So when I sent the email, I sent the email saying, you know, I'm the one that Russell said sent me over to you, and here's a picture of me and Russell, just to kind of refresh their memory. So I always send my picture with them if I have it, or my video clip of them, you know, so that they can say, oh yeah, I remember her. And so and they sent me their number, and I told them I tried to call them again, and so we kept phone tagging for a while. But every time I call, I noticed they would say, oh yeah, Raven, Russell told us about you, he's going to do it. And they would just talk to me, Deb, like they've been knowing me for years, you know. And so I went from one person, found out that the person he gave it to me, there was really somebody else, and then there was somebody else. And then I finally, after about 8 months of calling, every maybe two weeks, 3 weeks, I try not to be a stalker, but I try to stay in their face because I wanted this interview. And I finally got to the person that was his personal assistant. They gave me a sale and everything, and me and him talked a couple times a year, and he said, Raven, you're going to get this interview. We appreciate your patience. You're the best. You don't bug us too much, but you stay in our face. And I think they invited me to a couple of the hip-hop things, but I didn't want to go to the hip-hop thing. I didn't want to be hanging out like no groupie. I want the interview. I wanted to do it over the phone. I love doing it over the phone. Let me give you this little golden nugget, because when you do it over the phone, you don't have nobody around them pulling their, you know, you got their full attention, because usually they have blocked out that time, and you want them on the phone. You want them right then and there, preferably pre-recorded instead of live. You know why? Because live, you can't ask them for a testimonial. Live, you can't ask them for a referral. But baby, when it's just you and them, you can ASK ask as much as you want.
Wow. You know, that the picture is worth 1,000 words, and I think that is so great. And who doesn't love to have, you know, their picture taken with a celebrity or an expert? I mean, it's just so much fun, and it's just a, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But, you know, to keep you fresh in their mind with that picture, I mean, I think it's great. And, you know, the other thing that you do, which is such a brilliant networking tool that people, I think, forget to do the simple thing, is when you meet someone, you ask, hey, if you had a positive experience on you know, Power Woman Radio or across from the kitchen
Woman
table.
Woman Power. Mm-hmm.
Woman Power, right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So excited. You have so many shows, Raven.
I know. I get them confused,
you know,
myself. Sometimes
I'm doing
the opening of the show and I do the other opening. I'm like, oops.
you know, but that being said, easy for you to say. No. you know, I think that you always ask for, and who, do you know somebody else who might want to be a guest, or somebody else that might want to be interviewed, or somebody else that, you know, could benefit from this? And there's just so many things that you do so well. And, you know, we all, I love this quote. I think it's Eleanor Roosevelt. You can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself, so you have to learn from other people. And this is what I love about, you know, this show and having you on, is how much we can learn from other people. And there are some great people who are willing to share their success, because there is joy in celebrating somebody else's success. And I think that, you know, when you do something good for somebody else, universe, God, whatever you call it, you know, it's going to come back to you like a boomerang. I mean, you can't give out this much kindness and not have it come back to you in some, you know, form or measure. I really do believe that. And what you've done, and the thousands of people that you've changed lives with, and help people start their businesses and be, you know, better show hosts, or just better in business and the business of living, you know, that's making a difference. you know, I cannot believe we're down to the last 15 minutes. And if anybody,
so
I wanted
fast,
to just, can you believe? It's unbelievable. It's just, it goes so fast when you're having fun. I just want to remind people, if you call the 347-637-1318 and you hit 1, not just call into that number, because I see you on the screen, but if you hit 1, then I'll know that you really want to, you know, speak to Raven and ask her a question. Or if you have something in the chat room, that's okay too. But you have to hit 1, otherwise you just come in on the switchboard as a call, but not somebody that wants to ask a question. You know, I think that one of the things that we really need to cover before our time ends here today is, what are the necessary action steps for somebody, you know, and I know we have callers that already have radio shows, people that are thinking of radio shows, people that are just looking to be successful in whatever business they have. But let's say somebody's listening and they want to get started. You know, what is the action steps that they need to take to make it happen?
Well, that's a good question, Deb. And it's not as overwhelming as you think. First thing you need to decide on is, number one, what show, what niche that you want to be part of, and then that you want to create, and then you want to figure out what's the time length that you're going to commit to, and how often. Those, you want to start there. So, and I always tell people, you know, you probably want to start off doing a show once a month, and then and maybe 20 minutes. 20 minutes is the recommended time, because most people's commute is about 20 minutes. So that's the first thing you want to do. And then secondly is, you want to, figure out, you know, what type of format. Do you want to deliver content yourself? Do you want to interview others? If so, who are those others? If you deliver content yourself, what is it going to be about? Is it going to be about on your book? Because you can actually create a radio show, a podcast with the intent to just promote your book, you know. So you start looking at stuff like that, and then once you get all that logistics of all that together, then you just start sending out requests for your interviews or start creating your content. You figure out, okay, this is going to be a live show or pre-recorded. Of course, if you want to do live, Blog Talk is really good. If you want to do pre-recorded, then, you know, you can go to Podomatic, Podomatic, or you can make it a web-based show, you know. And you know, that's the start of it. You know, it doesn't really take a whole lot, but here's what you really think about. And this is where you can either have a show to promote yourself, and it's all about promoting yourself. And you really don't need a lot of help from me or Alex or any of the other people that teaches podcasting for that. But if you want to make a profit from your show, and if you want to get the best of the best guests on the show, and you want to learn how to be a great interviewer, you know, and catch the attention of the world and have people follow you for years and, you know, have the best of the best guests on and create products and stuff, then that's when you want to go get a mentor. You can figure it out, but it's a lot longer. And, you know, I would have never figured out half of what I figured out if I hadn't invested in Alex's course. Even though it was teleseminars, I was able to pull from that anything that would relate to me being a good interviewer and put together a show from that. So, you know, I hope that answers your question.
No, it does, and I just want to make sure that you give out, if somebody wanted to hire you for coaching or to get, you know, any of your books that can teach them how to get started in more detail, can you give out those websites again?
Thank you for saying that. Okay, so the radio course, again, is kitchentableradio.com, kitchentableradio.com. The book, you can find out about the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Directory, which is over 8 hours of audio and about close to 400 pages of content. You can go there, and in that content, there's 35 recipes. We did put some quick and easy recipes for under 20 minutes in the book as well. You can go to 2010homebizdirectory.com, 2010homebizdirectory.com, .com, 2010homebizdirectory.com. And, of course, to tune into my weekly show on CBS Radio, or to be a guest yourself and reach the 5 million people in Houston and then the millions of people worldwide via the Internet, because we have listeners and guests as far as Australia and parts of Canada. You can go to careers, C-A-R-E-E-R-S, FromTheKitchenTable.com, careersfromthekitchentable.com. So that I won't have to give you another website, and I gave it to you earlier, which is the Women Power site. When you get to Careers from the Kitchen Table, if you look to the left, you'll see a picture of me and Sherry Shepherd from The View. You can click that, and it will take you to some of the other pictures of me and Master P and Marla Maples and people like that that I did the red carpet interviews. I'll be uploading those videos shortly. But the reason I brought up that is if you click there, that automatically takes you to the website that started it all, which is Women Power. And if you click on Home, you'll see actress Kim Fields, the interview I did with her, but you'll see all the other celebrity interviews on the side. But don't let that fool you. Go to the archive section, and that's where you'll hear and see everyday people like me and Deb and you, where ordinary women with extraordinary stories. Ordinary women with extraordinary stories. Cynthia Kersey, of course, is on there with Unstoppable, Lisa Nichols. But in the archives, I mean, we've got so many people. Penny Haynes, who used to work for Lifetime TV, and she is a techno queen. She's in there. Jeanette Cates is in there. And one person that comes to mind is Valerie Nelson Parker, who was abused living with a pastor, and she didn't know what her fate was. She lived in a garage with her son as she escaped that abusive situation. And now she's one of Les Brown's booking agents. She just happened to be at an event, and they connected, and that's how that came about. So it's all kind of stories in there. So make sure when you go to that Women Power site that you click on the archive section so you can see some of the really, really, really good everyday stories that you'll really appreciate.
It's just unbelievable. You've just met so many amazing people, and, you know, there's just so many stories to inspire, and, you know, how can you get tired of that? I have to say, I've only been doing the radio hosting part of it since September. I have never had more fun. I mean, I hope the listeners enjoy it because I absolutely love this. I am so humbled to meet so many amazing people changing the world and sharing their shine. I mean, like you, how could you ever hope to have a chance to talk or meet someone and get this type of up-close and personal information, you know, from a guest's heart? How could you ever have that in any other way? I mean, you know, like we talked about, it's hundreds of dollars to hear you go speaking. I mean, this is just a really great avenue, and you just took your idea and inspiration. You took a tragedy and transformed it into a triumph. You're, you know, a woman of faith. You didn't take no for an answer, and you give us so many tips and tools today. And it just goes on and on. The other element of your character, besides being a woman of integrity, I noticed that you're very humble. You really seem to be grateful for the success that you've had. Do you think that that's an ingredient that really separates the winners from the average person?
Oh, yeah. Well, no doubt, Deb. I mean, we all have to, you know, we have to be very, very thankful and grateful for any of the blessings that are bestowed upon us. And remember that, you know, I'm a true believer. It's not our plan. It's God's plan. It's just left up to us to put it into action and be unstoppable in our pursuit. So, you know, I know that that situation, first of all, I'm blessed. And for all of you that may be wondering, Mother's doing well. She is in a wheelchair. And I got to tell you this real quickly. When she first started feeling better, and I recorded an interview on CD, and I brought it up for her to hear the interview. I think it was with Jane Kennedy when she finally got better. And the first thing my mother said was, and this will make you laugh. First thing she said is, "You're on the radio. Didn't I whip your butt for that years ago?"
I tell you, never a dull moment, right?
Feeling better. Yeah, yeah. So, but no, she's very, very happy, very, and doing very well, and she's very excited about the shows and stuff. So it's all worth it, and you can't help but be humble with all that, you know, knowing number one that mom's better and that, you know, I'm no longer proud to say make $200 a week.
You're doing a lot better than that now, Raven.
I'm doing tons of better back now. I never thought I would have books and courses and like you said, be on the red carpet. If I could tell you, I almost cried that day because that was just something that was unplanned. But I seized the moment, so to speak. And then, you know, one of the things that one of the very, very highlights, or two real quickly, very highlights of my career has been interviewing these two people. First, it was someone sent me an audio of Earl Nightingale's The Greatest Secret. And I immediately, the voice that came on was this woman, and she said, "Hi, my name is Diana Nightingale." After listening to that, I emailed her and asked her to be a guest on Women Power, shared a little bit of my story. She accepted. Long story short, we did the interview, and she talked about my passion and how much she enjoyed it. And then she told me about a story of her and Earl, how they always wanted to have a radio show. She called me the next day and played me a audio of Earl, the Earl Nightingale, talking to her, and they were role-playing having a show. I will never forget that. Well, long story short, I gifted her my course. I gifted her my course. She took my course. She wrote me a glowing testimonial and has sent me plenty of referrals. So now she has Nightingale Radio, where she merges her content with Earl. And then real quickly, because I'm looking at the time, next 30 seconds, I'll finish this up. The next person was, everybody has heard of the late, great Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich author. Well, I've always read that book, and I read that book, and I was introduced to it by Barclay Fisher when I first got in telemarketing. And I had an opportunity to be introduced to Judith Williamson of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I told her, I said, you know what, I would have loved to interview Napoleon Hill, and I've been searching for people in his family. Here, just by me saying that, she says, how would you like to interview his grandson, J.B.
Wow.
Hill? Yes, so I'm very proud to say I'm one of the very few people that have interviewed him, and him and I are good friends, as well as Judith Williamson. I am their co-host for their mastermind call. I was invited to do that. So as you said, just unbelievable people that you meet, people that you never, ever thought you would meet. And the thing about unbelievable opportunities, if you don't have a radio show, shame on you. Get you a radio show now.
And then when you want to have a really successful radio show, take Raven's coaching course or sign up for some of her tips and tools. I am just so excited that you came on because I know, again, you don't do a lot of radio shows, and this has just been super. I'm going to listen again. I hope the listeners will share it with others.
Can I make your listeners a special offer?
Oh, please.
Because you know
Absolutely.
Me, I'm very passionate about getting as many people to have their own show. Here's the deal. This is going to be aired, and you might want to put an announcement out as quickly as possible with this. Anybody that signs up for the course, if you go there, it's $997. I'm going to leave it out of town tomorrow. So anybody between the time you hear this and I would say tomorrow that takes that course will only pay half price, and they will get 4 free 20-minute coaching sessions with me. So you better call me if you need it right away, and email me right away at raven@womenpower-radio.com and say, Raven, I'm interested. Give me your number. We'll call. I'll answer any questions you have. So instead of paying $9.97, half price between now and let's say tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Remember, my motto is faster rather than slower, because I'm only going to take a few people on this. I'm giving this away and giving my coaching away. I'm giving it away for cheap and giving my coaching away for free, so grab it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really, I think that that's one of the benefits for listeners. You know, you should be able to get some things at a good discount, you know, for listening and participating. And plenty of people have paid $1,000 for that course. So, you know, just one more time, your email and the link to check that out.
Okay, the course is kitchentableradio.com, kitchentableradio.com. My personal email is Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R-radio.com, or call me on my 800 number, which is 800-431-0842, 800-431-0842, and say, Raven, I want that course, but I got a couple questions. Can I talk to you? We'll do some scenarios on what would be a good show for you, and we'll get you started. And if money is an issue, this is how bad I want to assist you. If money is an issue, you got to call me today, and I will let you do it in a two-payment plan. But you'll get the entire course today because I trust you, because I know what goes around comes around. But that I'm putting that offer on the table only for today.
Oh, Raven, thank you very much, and may God continue to bless you in all that you're doing. You are an inspiration to everyone and anyone, and if someone has a dream in their heart, has an inspiration, you know, Raven is a testimony that you too can be the best person you were created to be. Make the world a better place. Make yourself happier. And with 10 seconds left, join us again on the Best People We Know radio show, and thank you for listening, and have a beautiful, blessed day, and thank you again, Raven.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Deb. Bye-bye. Happy New Year, everyone.